Space. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and a top of the new year to each and every one of you. Thanks for joining us. It is a brand new season. Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Back once again, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, along with us for the ride as well. Good morning.
Happy New Year. How are you?
What? Where'd you go?
I had a frog in my throat.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that from?
Just drinking my tea.
Oh.
You can still hear it right now.
Mm. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hat on to start the year. Good.
Yeah.
Believe we start the year like that every
year. Yeah. Why not? It's a tradition.
Yeah. How was your New Year's?
It was really good. I did
like really good.
Yeah, I did absolutely nothing. I watched a whole season of Suits. Started a new season
okay.
of Suits.
Hold it.
Drank some beer and
hold it.
The new year.
There's something wrong here.
Why?
Okay, because a person of your age, first mm-hmm. of all, should not be spending New Year's Eve watching television. Well, you didn't watch it on television, I'm sure.
No, watch Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah. Well, no, but did you watch it on a TV screen or on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were watching TV. All right. So what happened?
I just didn't want to go out. It's too expensive. It's way too expensive to go out right now. Like tickets.
Once
going
a year.
Tickets to go into a nightclub is probably $75 to even $80, whatever. And then on top of that, you have to buy $5 drinks all night. And it's like,
okay. First of all. That just shows you right there how cheap you are and how long it's been since you've been out. $75 to $80 for New Year's Eve at a club? I think it's a little more than that.
Well,
and $5 for a drink?
Honestly, I get in the club for free.
Exactly.
So.
When was the last time you paid $5 for a drink? 1990 what?
I just didn't want to go. It's kind of overrated for me right now. I might go next year.
Might go next year.
I might. Yeah.
I was even out New Year's Eve.
Did you last past 10?
I was up till almost. Actually, I was up till. If truth be known, I was up till 5:30 in the morning.
Well, you don't usually sleep anyway, so.
I just missed a couple hours. I figured I could catch that up anytime. Right? It's not like I have to catch up a whole day or anything.
Where'd you go?
I went to my daughter's New Year's Eve party, Abby.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a nice family get together, and the one thing led to another, and next thing I know,
too many wobbly pops.
No, not for me, of course.
Oh, that's true.
I drove home.
Oh, okay.
We just had fun and merriment.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that was so I was out till the wee hours, and you're watching TV, watching Suits, and I'm sure in bed
great.
By midnight.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was really after a crazy Christmas. It's like, you know what? I don't have any more money. And I'm going away in a couple of weeks, so I'm gonna take her easy.
All right.
Yeah.
How did you? We did not do it. This is the first. Correct me if I'm wrong. This past New Year's Eve show was the first pre-recorded
yes.
New Year's Eve show we've ever done.
As far
normally
as
we're live on New Year's Eve.
Yes, that's true.
Wow. Yeah. How'd you like that?
It's great. I slept in.
One of our loyal listeners sent a nice letter here, and obviously you highlighted it for me because your name was mentioned.
No.
Can I ask you a very simple question?
Sure.
Why is it that when I ask you, I say, and this happens quite often, Stephen, where was that nice letter that we got about me and about the show or whatever? And you're always, I don't know, boss. So which one are you talking about? But this one, because it's got your name on it, not only did you print it out for me and it's here for me, but you actually highlighted.
Well, 99.9% of the time, the emails you get, I don't get. so I can't print off and know that you got the email. And that one I highlighted because I'm helping you. I hold your hand in the morning, every morning for the radio show. Mm. So I'm like, let me highlight it so you know what to read and what not.
You highlighted the whole thing.
Except for one little
except one line. And then, let me guess, that line's probably got my name in it. Let me see.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Anyways, one of our listeners was saying how wonderful the pre-record was on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And I was very disappointed, you know, when we had to do a pre-record. But anyways, he especially liked the conversation with Roland Martin.
Yeah, it was good. Good interview.
And he said it was more like listening to a podcast.
Oh.
Rather than an interview. It was more discussion between two friends, and it was, which is kind of cool. And of course, Roland and I go back
a lot of years.
And so when we get a chance to get together in a room with a mic, yeah, it's pretty special. I kind of like doing. Now I think we'll do more of those in the future.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I kind of like them. Anyways, he does mention Stephen. He says that you did a great job every week. You do a great job every week.
Why? Thank you, Brian. Brian Atkins.
There you go. Thanks, Brian. All right, Garmin.
Yes.
Garmin is on the run here on the internet, on our site, on fishingcanada.com, on the contest page. Oh my God, it is insane. For most of you listening, you know that we ran a 9-month campaign with Mercury Marine, giving away a 9.9 outboard motor every month for 9 consecutive months. We gave away $30,000 worth of Mercury motors in 9 months. So how do you follow that up? I mean, how can you possibly follow up anything like that? Well, guess what? The folks at FisherCanada.com, they did it. Currently, it's still going on. I think there's a month left. I think it's the end of this month. It's over.
Yeah, it's on the 31st.
So you can win a brand spanking new 12-inch Garmin Chart Plotter GPS mapping unit that's valued at $5,000. It's a model 8412 XSV, if you're looking it up. 8412 XSV. It is the top, absolute top of the line in electronics. And we're giving one of those away on fishingcanada.com. All you have to do is go to the site, fishingcanada.com, click enter contest. Once you're there, there will be a question that has multiple choice answers. And you even have the actual answer hint button there if you want to cheat. Apparently, we allow cheaters,
well,
I'm told.
It's pretty easy questions.
Well, I would think so. Yeah. And by the way, the questions are all about the Fishing Canada show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, historical stuff.
And the website.
Oh, and the website, too. Okay, yep. Cool. Anyways, you enter, you push send, and off you go. And then 24 hours later, you can come back and do it all over again. The reason for that is that the more ballots you put in the drum, the better your chances of winning. In fact, all, and I want to repeat this, every single winner we've had so far in the previous 9 months all had multiple ballots in the drum.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Tells you a lot. You got to get in there, and you got to get in there often, and it's absolutely free. No charge to you. Takes you about a minute and a half to complete the entire task. And every 24 hours, you do it over again, and boof, next thing you know, you win $5,000 Garmin chart plotter.
Ooh, GPS unit.
Oh, that is a it's the unit I use on the boat. FNC1.
I see a little time in Pete's office.
Oh my God, that is a gorgeous unit. I'm still learning how to use it. It's so intricate. It now easy to use, but it has so many layers, like an onion.
Yeah.
You peel back one and you say, holy mackerel, I didn't know it did that. And you just keep it just does so many things.
then the update happens and there's so many other things you have to learn.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem. Not the problem. I mean, it's very cool. I find it very exciting. Oh, and by the way, when you're there, you can get extra ballots by doing things like subscribing to the VIP newsletter, which is a cool thing. You can also share the link. You get an extra ballot. You can watch a video and get an extra ballot.
Just want to be sure, if you share the link, it's a referral. So if someone clicks the link and then enters, they get an entry.
Also, it's not just sharing, so you got to
share and gets no entry.
Get some nothing.
Yeah. I just want to make sure because I'm going to get like 100 emails on
Monday. So they have to share, but only if that person that they share with actually enters, and then they automatically get credited for it. So they won't know right away if they got the extra
dollars. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that sucks. This is
the way she is.
No, but no, that sucks. I think that's all. I wouldn't do that. You want me to give you something? Give me something in return right away. I need it now. Anyways, it's there. Watch video. You can watch Fishing Canada programs that are all available on the internet.
Yes,
and you get, every time you watch one, you get a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have I done that? Have I pretty much killed that one?
Yes.
And it's all on fishingcanada.com.
Yes. In case you're wondering.
Now, I got a story here that I'm going to save till later on when the ranger comes in.
Sounds good.
John Winters. It's about a grizzly bear hibernation. He's got a whole thing that apparently he's really excited about. So we're going to give him a chance to share his excitement with us on air.
If we get him on.
Why? No, we'll get him on. We'll get him on for sure. This week's guest, holy moly, what a great way to start off the new year. Yeah, I guess what they decided to do was go with all A-listers for the first show of the year.
Why not?
You know, go all A-listers, start and big. That way there you got nobody complaining. So right off the bat, from the Beasley family, we've got Kevin Beasley joining us, the one of the co-hosts of the most popular TV hunting adventure program called Canada in the Rough. He'll be joining us. Kevin is the youngest of the three Beasley boys. And by the way, you know, it's probably coincidental, but they were here yesterday or the day before.
First time meeting Kevin. Was yesterday.
Oh, you just met him.
Yeah. I know
wonderful,
Keith.
Wonderful kids.
Yeah. Very cool guys.
Anyways, he's one of the stars and co-hosts of the program. He'll join us to talk to us about this year's programs, what we can expect, what's coming up, et cetera, including a fascinating story of a mule deer hunt in Alberta that they did this past season that blows my mind. The Chaga King, the Chaga Meister, Jerry Ouellette will be joining us. Chaga is a natural medicinal product. You've heard us talk about it here for eons. And it comes from the fungus that's found on white birch trees in northern Ontario. Well, recently there was another medical endorsement for Chaga, and that is as a skin lotion to treat eczema.
Oh.
And apparently, well, I can tell you personally, it is an incredible product for that. So aside from all of those other wonderful benefits, we're going to talk about that as well. The vice president of the Canadian Sportsman Show, Jennifer Allaby, will be joining us. And we're going to preview the 2020 Sportsman Show, which is like right around the corner.
March.
Like, can you believe... We're already there.
It's crazy.
This, of course, is the most popular consumer outdoors trade show in the nation. Probably, I know, I'm going to take it one step further. It is in the top two or three outdoors consumer trade shows in North America. That's how big this thing is. And it all takes place, of course, in this area at the in Mississauga. I was going to say Toronto, but I guess that wouldn't be. We'll call it GTA.
GTA, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, we'll discuss some of the ways to avoid the big weekend crowds, because Saturdays and Sundays at the Sportsman Show, not so much fun. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, so they've come up with ways of distributing some of that crowd into the earlier days of the week. So we'll see what she's got. Gussie, who hasn't been on the program, I was trying to figure out when I saw this lineup. I think it's been 5 years that we had Gussie on last. Jeff Gustafson, who is one of Canada's premier tournament anglers, doing extremely well south of the border. Him, along with the Johnson brothers, represent the top three Canadian professional anglers on the planet. And he's going to join us to talk to us about, yeah, believe it or not, even though it's, you know, we're in the dead of winter here, it is the beginning of the U.S. Pro Bass Circuit. And he's getting all ready and geared up for that. So we'll get him on to talk to us about the highs and lows of 2019 and what he plans to do in 2020.
Very nice.
But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally watched Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast. This is my favorite episode of the year.
Why is that?
Well, because it is. I like, you know, you like certain things. You know, you when you're picking out your hat in the mornings to come in, you have certain hats that you like better than others.
Sure, I only have one hat, but
oh. No, you don't. You have more than one hat. That's fair. Anyways, this one there is my favorite. It is, of course, because I'm in it.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's why.
And to make it even better, my grandson, Nicky V, is in it. So, yes. Like, how could you get any better than that? It took place on the Montreal River system, and we were smallmouth bass fishing. And I was teaching Nick some of the fundamentals on smallie fishing, topwater, bottom bouncing, and all that. And an interesting thing happened during the taping of that show. We'll talk about that. I can't talk about it now because we've got to take a break here in a moment. But you do want to watch the episode in the meantime, for sure. Yes. But I'm going to talk at length about that a little later on in the program. I have a letter that a viewer sent in about Nikki and I on that episode, which is fascinating. But anyways, it's a great episode called Golden Eagle Smallies. It's airing on Global Television Network right now as we speak. Of course, if you're listening to us, you might not be watching.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, and that's broadcast dates right there. Or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
There it is, all on fishingcanada.com. Of course, while you're there, enter to win a Garmin chart plotter, GPS unit, all the goodies, more journal after this. Don't you dare go away.